This is K2PCB. K2PCB. Listening for any calls.
K2PCB. K2PCB. KC2PET.
KC2PET. This is K2PCB. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, sir. Happy Wednesday. Yeah, I had a wonderful evening last night. How was yours?
Well, as I'm recovering from my head cold, it was kind of low-key, but feeling better and better every day. Yesterday, I did not take any medication and made it through the day, so it was a good sign. And today is kind of starting the same way. I'm going to feel nicer today than I was yesterday. My audio is really low this morning. I have you up at max full volume in the truck, and I can barely hear you. And I'm 100% positive it's on my end. I don't know what it is. It's something to do with the insinuation where the ID, when it first turns on, it says it connects, it's booming, and then the transmitted audio is really low. I've never figured out what it is, and I know it's like phone, Bluetooth, app related, and I just don't know how to address that. But, so far so good. So far so good. I didn't hear Brad in there, but if he was in there and my audio was so low, maybe I didn't hear it. Maybe I should try resetting the app here.
This is KE2GDQ calling KCPET. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Do you copy?
Well, Brad, I can hear you. I think Travis is going to go reset his app. Said he is having audio problems, so he may be back in a second. I don't know if you can hear me yet, Brad, but give it a try. How's your morning doing?
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ.
KD2GDQ, AC2PT. Good morning, Brad. How's your evening?
All right, I am back. This is K2PCB.
All right, hopefully that cleared things up for you a little bit. Brad is in there. I can hear him. I tried talking to him. Apparently he can't hear me, so why don't you give him a holler?
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Good morning, Brad. Yeah, I had some connection difficulties with really low audio before, and so I did a restart of the app, and I just restarted the phone, and that seemed to fix it, so that just proves that it's a app/Bluetooth/connection-to-the-truck-related issue, and don't know how to deal with that, but it is what it is for now. I'm back up and running. Yeah, too bad that Echolink connection for you, Ross, wasn't more convenient, especially since it's going through Bluetooth. Get you into the system the whole time. But I know you want to use RF. That makes sense, too. And to you, Brad, I met that Jeff Donahue yesterday, and Jose brought him over, we chatted, and he actually came back a little later on his, might have been right at the end of the day. We chatted for a little bit. He's definitely a, what's the word I'm looking for? He's a techie kind of guy. Likes computer stuff and microcomputers and ESP32s and other alternate microcomputers to the Raspberry Pi and all these different things. And we had a nice conversation yesterday. Very interesting guy. Seems to be more heavily computer interested than radio, but does mesh the two. Cool. So how's your morning going so far?
Last night at Pistol, Jose kind of introduced me again to Jeff. He came over and sat near us, and Jose said, yeah, he's a you know, he pointed to me and said, yeah, he's a ham too. And we started talking, and he mentioned that he had talked to you, and that there was a conversation with, you know, you and Ross and someone that had just retired from PCB. And I said, yeah, well, that's me. And then he and I ended up talking probably for 20, 25 minutes about different things about ham radio and stuff. And, yeah, he's definitely on the computer side and definitely very techy.
Well, that's cool. So you probably actually know more about him than we do. Especially me. I just met him, and I don't even think Ross has been introduced to him yet. But, yeah, we have some common ground, obviously, and interest, and he belongs to the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club, which I used to, so we were chatting about some of the folks that are still there versus folks that are not around there anymore, and I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, what else? Yeah, things are going good. I'm looking not too much forward to this weekend, but to next weekend. I will be out on Friday. We're just taking a short couple-day camping trip, and it's KOA glamping. I think I mentioned that. So I will be out that day, but I'm hoping to get in today the pedal drive for my kayak. I ordered it used off of eBay. Claimed to be in like new condition. Everything's always claimed to be in like new condition, but for the price I got it for, I'm not going to complain if there's a little bit of chip paint or something. Break out some touch-up paint and make it like new. Put a sticker over it. So long as mechanically it's working good and I can grease up the gears in there and have it function, I am good with that. I may have to find some marine grade grease though. I assume there's such a thing.
So, Travis, is this just like a little propeller on it? It just like straps to your kayak and you can kind of like motorboat around? Is that what it's for?
Actually, just about exactly. The kayak that I have has a hole through the hull specifically designed to receive this pedal drive, and it hooks on to the top, bolts on, clamps on, however you want to say it. You bolt on a mount and then it clamps to that, and then it's got this hinge system so you can lift it up and down through the hull if you get into shallow waters. But after that, yes, it is pedal to a prop drive. It's not the fin style. Even though I would have liked the fin style, I can't find an aftermarket conversion to that style drive. I know the fin style can get you into shallower waters and it's supposed to run a little smoother, maybe even faster. But one advantage to the prop style is that you can pedal forward and go forward. You can pedal backwards and go backwards. To date, unless you get into maybe some of the expensive ones, the fin style do not have a reverse mode, at least in the lower price range that I've looked at. But, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and without having a motor of any kind on there, there's no requirement to register it. So that's nice. So Brad, over to you. Were you definitely thinking about trying to feed that audio into your PC to receive some of those slow scan images? And or you should be able to receive like weather fax images. I would imagine that there's stuff you can receive every day if you wanted to figure out where it was being transmitted.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to do. I responded to your email. Yeah, I have a headphone jack, but it also looks like on the side of it, as I mentioned in email, there's an icon that looks like a headphone with a boom mic, so it's only one jack. I don't know if that'll work, but it may, but there's also, they did talk about a microphone, but it sounds like the microphone is the speakers, so I have to look into that.
Okay, so what I was envisioning, we could take a, the more modern style, even though they're phasing them out of cell phones, the more modern style all-in-one plug, so it has the tip, and rather than two rings, it'll be a tip and three rings, and we could cut the earpiece end off of one of those surplus mics that I have, and we could wire that onto that plug. Obviously, I could test it out, and then that would be up to you to hook it up to your radio. Obviously, set the appropriate volume level, plug it into your PC, and then from your PC, you'll have to, select the microphone input, select the right, volume levels as needed. Of course, you'll be able to adjust on the radio. And that should be pretty clean. The other option would be just to put the radio right near your PC or put a microphone near the radio so that it can pick up the audio that way. But if you could feed it in, that would be ideal. Especially if you want to try to experiment with other digital modes to receive in, that would be sort of neat. And you can always turn on the monitor. You can always turn on the monitor in the PC so you can hear it. Because otherwise, when you plug in the that two-prong jack into the radio, you're going to lose your audio. So you just need to monitor on the other side. So you'll know when it's coming in. But if you can practice ahead of time, that would be cool. If I can put all together, I could probably have something ready for you by the end of the week.
Also, there's the other avenue you could go down. I mean, I let Travis do this thing first for you, but that Dragon OS software I was playing around with has a slow scan TV program in it. All you got to do is plug your SDR into the computer and open that up and you can do the same thing. There's no radio. Well, there is. There's the SDR dongle, but you can definitely, if that's a little simpler, obviously doing it this way is probably more fun the way Travis wants to do it. But yeah, that Dragon OS does have that option too as well for a full scan TV program.
Okay. Actually, that's a great idea, Ross. I don't know if you've played around with that yet, Brad. Because you've already got that SMA connector on there. I don't know if you've tested it out at all, but that actually might receive well on the, I don't know if that's UHF or VHF, but it's still the UHF, VHF. It's the same plug on that SDR dongle. You might be good to go using that. And if you weren't going to run a dedicated operating system at that Dragon OS, there are still Windows slow scan television applications out there that might take advantage of that that SDR dongle in Windows. So if you poke around, you might be able to find that. And that would be cool, too. Both are neat avenues. I'll see if I can throw something together in the meantime. And, I'd be curious, too. Even though I've had that for many years, I haven't played with it too much. It'd be interesting if you could pick something up.
So let me see if I've got this, Ross. You're thinking the dongle that I use to program the radios, I could plug that into the radio and then plug that into that port and be able to use that. Is that what you were saying? Or am I totally off base here?
Not quite. The dongle I'm talking about, it's a little SDR radio. So what that does, that plugs into your computer. And there's no you know, that's the radio part. And the computer does the rest of the work. What Travis's way is, he's going to actually have a physical radio receiving the signal, and he uses the audio through the radio, which goes into the sound card in your computer, and it will decode the digital signal from there, and you get the image on the computer. So, yeah, it's a little different way, but, there, you know, not to confuse you, but, yeah, there's multiple avenues you could do it this way, but, yeah. I'll probably, we'll stick with one and let you play with it so we don't confuse you.
So, Brad, that little square box with the little antenna, I think you borrowed that at the field day. That is what he's referring to, Ross is referring to as the SDR dongle. So that has a software-defined radio chip in there that actually has a receiver that can do basically the same thing as that HT. You just want to put a better antenna on it. So your external antenna plugged into that might do a pretty good job at receiving. But it's 644. I'm going to say 73s to you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. You guys can pick back up on this conversation, and I'll catch up with you soon. This is K2PCB. I'm clear.
KC2PEQ. This is KE2GEQ. Now I'm a little bit confused as to what I'm going to have to do. So it sounds like, go through that again and what you were saying.
All right, no problem. First off, I'll see you in there, Travis. So, that little...